Our scripture lesson this morning is from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 12, and is found on page 1806 of your pew Bibles. Paul, an apostle, sent not from men nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with me, to the churches in Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than what you have accepted, let them be under God's curse. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Here ends the scripture reading for this morning. Let God give his blessing to the reading and the hearing of it. Well, I'll tell you, we are running short on time today. So, if I get talking too fast, put your hand up. I will slow down. I hope you're joking already. Okay. On this Memorial Day, I would like us to consider four memorials made from stone. The first comes to us from the book of Genesis and should be a familiar tale to even the youngest of us gathered here today. It is the story of a memorial made by Jacob. In it, Jacob is on the run and stops to rest for the night. Having nothing else, he sets a rock under his head to use as a pillow. During the night, he has his famous dream, where he sees a ladder set up reaching from earth to heaven with angels of the Lord ascending and descending upon it. The Lord stood above it and tells Jacob who he is and what he will give to him and his descendants. Upon waking, Jacob takes the stone pillow, sets it upright for a pillar, and pours oil on it, blesses it, and names the place Bethel, which means the house of God. We sometimes forget about the stone set up as a memorial, but we have not forgotten the story of Jacob's ladder. And to this day, towns and villages and churches alike are still named Bethel. The second memorial concerns the whole Israelite people. It comes to us from the book of Joshua, chapter 4, and I'm going to read most of this chapter, but cut a little bit out for time's sake. Now when all the nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, "Take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from each tribe, and command them, saying, 'Take up for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet are standing firm, and carry them over with you, and lay them down in the lodging place where you will lodge tonight.' So Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the sons of Israel, one man from each tribe. And Joshua said to them, 'Cross again to the ark of the Lord, your God, in the middle of the Jordan, and each of you take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel. Let this be a sign among you, so that when your children ask later, saying, "What do these stones mean to you?" then you shall say to them, "Because the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall become a memorial to the sons of Israel forever. Thus the sons of Israel did as Joshua commanded and took up 12 stones from the Jordan, just as the Lord spoke to Joshua according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel. And they carried them over with them to the lodging place and put them down there. Then Joshua set up 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan at the place where the priest's feet who carried the Ark of the Covenant were standing, and they are there to this day. For the priests who carried the ark were standing in the middle of the Jordan until everything was completed that the Lord had commanded Joshua to speak to the people, according to all Moses had commanded Joshua. And the people hurried and crossed, and when all the people had finished crossing, the ark of the Lord and the priests crossed before the people. Now the Lord said to Joshua, command the priests who carry the ark of the testimony that they come up from the Jordan. So Joshua commanded the priests, saying, come up from the Jordan. It came about when the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord had come up from the middle of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up on dry ground, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and went over its banks as before. Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th of the first month and camped at Gilgal on the eastern edge of Jericho. Those 12 stones which they had taken from the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal. He said to the sons of Israel, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what are these stones? Then you shall inform your children, saying, Israel crossed this Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed, just as the Lord your God had done to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed, that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, so that they may fear the Lord their God forever. Now here we can see the Lord performing a great miracle. In the chapter before, he had stopped the waters of the Jordan and allowed the Israelites to cross into the promised land. In this chapter, Joshua sends the appointed 12 men back into the water where the priests were holding the ark up to gather up stones, to raise a memorial to what he had done for them not once but twice, because the passage says that he had also parted the Red Sea and that they could cross dry shod. So, in the story, not one but two memorials are set up, one in the Jordan and one in the Gilgal. Now, I hope you picked up on the verse in this passage, which I feel is the most important one. In verses 6 and 7, the Lord says, let this be a sign among you, so that when your children ask later, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall say to them, because the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the Lord, when it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. Now, along these same lines, I have a story that is not from the Bible. It's a story from a newspaper called the Outdoor News, sort of like the game news. Maybe some of you get it. Unfortunately, I have thrown it away to reduce the hoarding and clutter. So, and I looked on the internet and, you know, actually you can't find everything on the internet. So I'm going to hit the high notes to the best of my memory. Now, the first article that came out was about some hunters out in the western part of the state who came upon a small marker attached to a boulder on the top of a mountain. Now, the boulder was very high up on a remote mountain. It was not easy to get to, and they thought it was odd that someone had taken this up there, and upon asking around in the local area that nobody could tell them who the man was or why the marker was put up there. So they wrote this story and they sent it into the paper. A little while later, another story came out about this mysterious mountain memorial and was on the front page of the paper. It turns out that the family of the man had seen the article and contacted the hunters to share with them the whole story. Their father, who I will refer to as Artie, had grown up near the mountain and loved to hunt. One of the first deer he had ever shot had been from atop this giant rock. and feeling that it was a great place to hunt and sit, he faithfully hiked in and sat there for years. And I mean years, because I think he lived to be 90-something, and he was hunting right up to the end. So he spent a lot of time up there. And even though a road was built nearby that made it easier to get to his boulder, it was still a very long and difficult hike to get there. Now, after he died, his family thought it would only be fitting that a small token be placed there in his honor. So you may be sitting there thinking to yourself, this is a very touching story, but what does it have to do with today? I don't know if the stone Jacob erected at the foot of his ladder, or if the rocks piled up in the Jordan or at Gilgal are still standing, but I do know the story because it is recorded right here for me, the words that the Lord commanded to be told to all future generations. And through some help of some people that stumbled across an obscure marker in the woods and sought out an answer about the man it was dedicated to, I know a little bit about this man. On this Memorial Sunday and tomorrow when we celebrate Memorial Day, we remember those who died while serving our country. We can all walk across the parking lot and read the names of those on the memorial that are inscribed there. But we will never know the whole story of them unless, like the Israelites, we ask, what does this stone mean? And like the hunters out on the mountain, we ask, who was this man? And why was this plaque put up? The best answers to those questions can only be given by those who knew and loved those who gave their lives in the service of our country. By sharing their memories with our descendants, and with all who will listen, the memorials of stone and rock will transform into something that cannot die.